Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy Friday to you. Going to be a hot one. Going to be a hot one at Bush on Sunday when Alvin Reed is at the game.
Oh, baby. Yeah.
Good man. Good man.
Made sure the seats were in the shade.
Oh, and good
also
move.
By smart. The, you know, kind of Redbird Club area or wherever that concourse is where we could step into the AC and enjoy a beverage there.
Nice.
And so I see maybe three innings out and three innings in, and then we'll see.
He's doing the hokey pokey.
Yeah. And we'll see the last. We'll see where we're shaking it around after the sixth inning.
Well, I have games to all four Cubs games, and it's supposed to be mid-90s every day.
Every single day.
So
we're in one of those stretches now.
Yeah. So it's summertime.
I asked Wheeler if I would give him $1 million if the guy got a hit and he can pick anyone from Major League Baseball from the past to get that one hit, and he picked
Ichiro.
Who are you picking?
I mean, any era?
Any era.
Probably Ted Williams.
Okay.
And then Tony Gwynn.
Okay.
So that'd be my top three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ted was my second choice.
Okay.
I went with Ichiro because he's got the little, like, because he's fast as hell. And
He
doesn't have to hit it hard to get a hit.
Right. I said theoretically he could lay down a bunt. He could get an infield hit.
But Ted's hard to argue, man. I mean, like, nobody was better at getting hits.
What about Ty Cobb, Willie Mays?
Yeah, Ty Cobb for sure would be in that conversation. Because if you're talking about just a hit, you want contact people.
Yes.
You're not necessarily looking for power. If you're saying you need a home run, who are you taking? Probably Babe Ruth. I mean, relative to his time, he was hitting more home runs than whole teams. So if he could do that, I mean, I think you could take him in any era.
Yeah. So, okay, you okay talking some baseball?
Yeah, anytime, man. You know me.
Help me out, because Alvin was just saying that his thing is we got too many squishy players in the middle. Mm. I completely agree. Mm. Herrera's going down, or he's going to rehab.
He's on the injured list. Yeah, his hamstring.
So JC's coming up.
Yep.
What does this do for the next couple of series?
So for the time that Herrera's down, so when you look at some of the troubles that we've talked about with getting Gorman at bats, as an example, that should get easier. Because Herrera's not in the mix anymore. But that also means that Herrera's not going to catch anymore when they were already doing. But that should give more of an opportunity for Gorman to showcase himself. And he's been their best hitter in June. He and Burleson have been the two best hitters in June. So hopefully that means that we'll see a lot more of him. And then it means we're going to see Sejacy, because they won't have him here to not play at all. Like, he'll be here to contribute, especially against lefties. And in the Red Series, they're facing two lefties. I'd be surprised if he doesn't start both of those games. In some way, because they're so left-handed with the guys we talk about, Burleson, Gorman, Newt Barr, all that. It's not even counting Donovan, who you don't have to worry about against lefties. It doesn't matter. But I think Sejacy has a chance to help you in this series in particular. And I think there's one lefty starter scheduled against you in the Cubs series, too. So that's just three chances right there where he can help you.
You know what I would do? And this is based on conversations we had Wednesday. that, and I forget who it was that did some sort of a study, Wheels, it probably came from you, about resting people. Oh, yeah. I know, Paul Goldschmidt.
Yeah, it was.
That's why he's doing so much
Matt
better.
Matt Pauly brought it up.
Yes. If I were a GM, that would, my money ball, my Roman Empire would be giving my key players more rest than any other team does. Now he's going
to
crap on
it. No, because there are teams doing it. Like, rest and sleep are the two biggest frontiers in sports right now. I mean, if you look at the NBA, they get a lot of crap because their star players take maintenance days and they just don't play. So, like, the Lakers will go to Memphis and then LeBron's just not going to play. So all those people that bought tickets because they want to see LeBron and the Lakers, they're not going to see LeBron. So they're mad about it. And it's actually a thing the league is trying to balance because they also know that the rest is making players better. And it's not a coincidence that LeBron James is 40 and still top level player. Mm-hmm. And so that, and it's 100% a thing to get more rest because back in the, I mean, like, look at it now. You know, Cal Ripken, that's not happening today. Nobody's ever setting that record ever again. It's never going to be touched. Nobody's going to play. If you play 162 games in 1 year, that'd be a big deal.
And
that's not going to happen over multiple years or anything like that anymore.
Two or three guys did it last year.
Yeah, and they're all guys that see time at DH.
Right. Oh, good
right.
point.
They're all guys that are going to be getting some days off in the field and not being. And they're not catchers. They're not shortstops. You know. That's why, like, Mason Wynn, probably a guy that would be better with a little bit more rest. And maybe that, you know, maybe having Sajacy around gives you that freedom to do that more than when he's not around.
Now, it's an oddity, but what it took for Cal Ripken to play in all those games, and then you know, featuring rainouts and doubleheaders and however they made up games and went all that, he set the record on my birthday.
Hey!
So I thought, like, boy, a lot had to go into that happening. That's kind of like, never mind one in 365. That was more like one in a million because he had to play all those games. He also played in games that he should not have played in.
He was bad because he was tired.
And beat up and injured. And maybe not, you know, to the point where he couldn't run or couldn't walk or couldn't swing a bat. But there would be a time where I think in today's game, general manager ownership would say, like, you're not playing. But that would be few and far between. I'm with you, I'm with you, David, that I would, and I think we particularly ran into this about 5-6 years ago with Yachty and some others, where just like, it's not up for debate. You're not playing tonight. In fact, you're not putting a glove on. You're not doing anything. If you don't want to come to the ballpark, that's fine with me. And I think Yachty would talk himself into the game, and nobody had the chutzpah to say, like, man, you're not playing. Not because you suck, but just because you're just not playing.
Yeah.
You need a day off, and we're off tomorrow, and we're flying, and we're playing a night game. So it's the equivalent of, like, you know, 2.5 days. Just don't play. And I think that's becoming more of a thing.
Oh, and it's, you know, every player, like, this actually happened yesterday. Ollie Marmol wanted to give Nolan Arenado the second game off, and he refused and demanded to play because he's feeling good, right? He's hitting well right now, so you don't want to, like, take time off when you're going well. And then guys don't want to take time off when they're struggling because they want to get right, so they feel like they need to play. Like, at some point, this is not about Nolan, it's just about in general. At some point, the manager just has to say, you're playing parent. Like, I don't care. I don't care who you are. You're a Hall of Famer. I love you. You're great. But you're taking the game off because we need you to stay at your maximum level as long as possible. Mm-hmm. And whether that's Mason Wynn, whether that's Brendan Donovan, who did get a game off in Chicago. And it's the series like that against Chicago where that's when you want guys to take the time off.
Because
you can beat that team without your best guys,
with
those guys rotating out.
Right. Now, they could have lost both games yesterday. That's the way it goes. But, I mean, June 19th against the Chicago White Sox on the road, and you can't tell somebody you're not playing. And these guys that are up from AAA that are going to be back in AAA, they're playing. They're playing 9 innings. I don't care what the score is. That's just the way it's got to be on this particular day. I get it. But, you know, it's like with the Cardinals, what, 5 out or 6 out now? The Cubs lost yesterday. They won. So I know that seems incredibly kind of close, but this is not the time to say, like, we are independent run now. So no, you're not. You're in that run to try to get back to 10 over 500, then 15 or whatever. Don't play today. You're not playing today. And as you pointed out, Paul Goldschmidt, now maybe it's because they have embarrassment and riches with the Yankees and feel more comfortable letting their guys not play. But, I mean, he's having an all-star season.
I think I found my manager, Alvin Reed.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, You know, I could argue, I think there's a good point to be made. This is not trying to be overly critical or anything. It's just, you know, maybe one of the reasons that Newt Barr's struggling as badly as he is because he's not had enough time off. You know, I mean, I think he's started now something like 70 out of 75 games, and that's with just getting days off here recently because he's struggling, which means he wasn't getting any for the first 2.5
because
months.
Because he didn't play two straight games.
Right.
And so, he's not used to playing that many games in a row because he's usually hurt.
I was going to say, he's never, in a major league season, he's never played more than 115, 116 games. So he's on pace, you know, right now, he's on pace for like 150 games played. And I'm not saying that you can't do that. That's not the point. It's just that, you know, every guy's different. Mason Wynn is a young guy. He wants to play every day. He is your best option at shortstop. There's no question about that. But he's also a guy that has had back problems crop up twice in his first two major league seasons, once in each of those years. Maybe you want to maintain that. And I would also say he missed some time already this year. So he has the wrist, right? He doesn't have that number of games that we're talking about. But even so, you know, he's played 72, or not 72, he's played a lot less than that because of the injured list time. But those are guys that when you play too much, maybe that's when you notice offensive numbers starting to slide a little bit. Because the first thing you're going to notice when a guy's getting tired is the offense is going to slide a little bit.
Okay, flip it, because I am like closet White Sox fan. Now, when does Will Venable, because yesterday, I thought that the guy that pitched in the seventh inning, I just thought he just blew the game for the White Sox. At what point do you say to him, you know, like, hey, you really let the team down today, and I know we're bad, but you were particularly bad. Is it too early for that when you're managing a sorry team, Wheels, or do you just have to play it game by game by game and acknowledge the fact that we're not very good, so I'm not going to, like, bust anybody's chops in June?
No, you have to get on the guys because that's part of what you're getting a team to a higher level is making people live up to an expectation. Like, hey, if you want to stay here, that can't happen.
Okay. Right? That's how, like, I was feeling.
If you want to have a career, you got to shut that down, or you've got to be able to overcome that issue, whatever the thing might be. But that was Cam Boozer yesterday, the left-hander.
And it was like, you know, it's 4-2. You put up a fight in the first game, lost it late.
Yeah.
Here's a chance. It's you're 4-2. It's kind of starting to rain. This is where, hey, if you could win this game, it would help us.
Yeah.
You know, and
you could also blame him for not taking the guy out before the Grand Slam.
Yeah. Well, I agree. I agree, you know, with you, like, 1,000% in that.
Grand Slam, but the home run.
Yeah. That kind of, you know. Right. And the same could be said for the Cardinals.
You had a lefty in there, right? Strategy. Who had allowed three base runners before the home run.
Yes.
Bases loaded. Well, had the bases loaded at one point, but obviously allowing a lot of traffic, and you're going to leave him out there to face Wilson Contreras, who's the best hitter on the other team, instead of going to a righty. But keeping in mind, you're managing a doubleheader. So in one game, you're using five relievers already, and you don't have that many left over because you only have three that you hadn't used. So, like, both of these teams had to deal with that. The Cardinals did.
No, I know, 6-2 to 6-6 on Grand Slam.
Can we cover the Shohei Ohtani Dodgers Padres thing in 2 minutes?
Which
just all of it.
Just the beanball
just
stuff.
Just the beanball stuff.
Yeah, it was a heated series with the Padres and the Dodgers. A lot of hit by pitches. I think 7 in the series.
Yeah,
3 of those were Fernando Tatis Jr. And when he got hit last night, Mike Schilt lost it.
Yeah.
He came out of the dugout yelling at Dave Roberts. Those two came together. Looks like Roberts gave him a little bit of a shove. Wasn't a big one. It was almost accidental, but they kind of came into contact. The bench is emptied. Schilty was pretty hot. And I think he has a right to be hot. And that's something that Tony La Russa would have been hot about. He did not think it was okay to hit batters, even by accident. Like, he would tell other managers, if your guy can't throw the ball over the plate, get him out.
Right. And if you get hit at the top of the ninth inning and you have the lead.
And it was a 6-0 lead.
Yeah, and I have a problem with that. Yeah. Now I'm starting to lose it.
I don't think it was on purpose, but I get why you're mad.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I would be mad off that because I don't know if you hit him on purpose or not. Okay, so then they hit Ohtani in the ass, excuse me, or, you know, in the particular, you know, like when they head hunting and then everybody's still mad and, you know, like, but it was coming to that and the umpires gave warnings the night before and I really don't think you ever have to really give a warning. You could just look at both and say, like, you know, I have the power to throw somebody out. Yeah. If I think they throw the ball at somebody, I'm going to utilize that power, you know, so I think you could get that across to both teams without it getting to that point. But, oh, yeah, if my guy got hit with a 6-0 lead in the top of the ninth inning, I got a big problem with that because you're sending him out of you're trying to send him and his team out of town with the last word. And you're already going to take 3 out of 4 in the series.
Yeah.
I'd be hot.
That is the great Alvin Reed from Donnybrook. Thank you, Alvin.
Thanks. Anytime, man.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
DGS on KMOX. Two numbers. What is the ideal field temperature for your air conditioner? And what is the ideal let's not spend a gazillion dollars? And there's a right answer to both these.
Oh, I say it's the same answer for me.
What's that?
It's always 70.
Okay. 70 is on the canoes. That is exactly what most people say is the perfect field temperature. But 78 is what you're supposed to set it at.
You guys are going to flip out, but that's what mine is set at.
78?
Yeah, but I have a small apartment. The air conditioner works really well. And if you get a fan going too, you really don't need to set it lower than that.
Oh my
really
God,
don't.
I would be sweating so much.
I'm at
much.
80 half the time, actually. Oh, like, if it's my not God. Super hot, it's like, put it up on 80. As long as it kicks on every once in a while, it works very well.
I would have to walk around with towels to sit down on the couch. Yeah, 70's like perfect, and it's good at night too. And the basement's a little cooler than that. It's like 68, 67, just because basements are cooler. I live in the basement.
Basement dweller.
Good. 78. Yeah. Yeah, no wonder it's efficient because it never comes on.
Well, and whenever it does come on, the vent is blowing right on you because, like I said, it's a small place. It's not like I'm trying to fill up like a palatial.
I get you.
Mansion, you know.
Also, a writer has written an article on pit stains trying to normalize being pitted out, saying it's the summer, we sweat.
Yep.
That's one of the reasons we're still alive after a million years is that we sweat, and it's an advantage over predators and such. So just normalize it, get over it.
Amen.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Or just stop looking at my pits.
Yeah, I mean, I don't need anyone to normalize it for me.
Yeah, is there like a stigma around that?
I mean, sure, I'm sure there are people that are like, oh, gross.
Mm-hmm.
It's because of the people that never leave their houses. That's another thing I just never understand. Like, why would you look at someone and go, oh my God, that person's body is doing what it's built to do in the heat? That's terrible.
Gross. Like,
that's exactly what it's built to do, you dummy.
Couple of fun facts.
Yeah.
Madagascar reportedly got its name when Marco Polo sailed there, mistakenly thought he was in Mogadishu and misspelled Mogadishu so bad in his notes that it looked like Madagascar. Hot dogs.
Very complicated.
Got their name because in the 1800s, people suspected that sausages were stuffed with dog meat.
Oh.
What?
Mm-hmm.
So they were like, just call it a hot dog.
Just call it a hot dog.
The people will eat it up.
That's super weird.
People are like, this is great.
Old-timey people were weird. Of course, we're pretty weird, too.
There's also a beer exchange bar in China where the prices fluctuate according to the demand in real time. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's fun.
Give me the one nobody else is drinking.
Yeah.
Buy low, sell high.
Yeah.
And did you guys realize today is the summer solstice, which means it's the longest day of the year, which for people like me is great because it means that every day after this gets shorter because I don't like the long days. I like them short. I like them dark. I like them cold. Like
right.
My men.
Like I'm moving to Alaska.
Yeah. Maybe that's why I'm so happy living there.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 334. Time to talk to Dave Murray. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
Dave Hines online says, Dave Glover, did you enjoy the summers in Alaska? I was in Fairbanks for a bit, and I love the summers. Dave, I enjoyed every minute I was in Alaska. I was there about 3 years off and on, and I love the summers. I remember coming home in taxi cabs at 3 a.m. and it was as light out as it is now. I love the winters. I didn't mind the darkness. I didn't mind the cold. So I just loved Alaska. Dave, you been up there?
I have not.
Oh, that's surprising.
Not
seems like something
all.
You and Janice might dig.
Yeah, it is kind of on our list. The my folks, when they were alive, they took our son there and my brother's daughter.
No, oh, that's nice.
Great trip. Yeah. Great trip. He still talks about it, and it was years and years ago.
Yeah. When I would fly up there, we'd fly through Seattle, and it was always me, my paralegal, and everyone going on a cruise, you know, so kind of the same clientele all the time, but super cool. So, I mean, I guess we know for the weekend, right?
Yep. And it's that, you know, these, once a dome of summer takes over, and that's what this is, big old high pressure system, they are very tough to move out. We may get a little push or a little nudge at the thing come Wednesday of next week, but I never bet against the dome of summer. You know, it just really takes something to move it. Sometimes it takes a hurricane in the Gulf of Mexico to move it. And so for the time being, today the transition day, I mean, it wasn't horrible today
by any means. Not terrible. No.
And this evening's going to be okay, but it only cools off to about 78 overnight. And that's the key. The city environment is not going to cool down much at night compared to the surrounding neighborhoods where the city might only get down to 78, 79 degrees. Most of us will get down to about 71, 72. That's not bad. We can kind of deal with that this time of year. But we're talking Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, sunny, hot, and humid. There'll be a hint of a breeze tomorrow from the south. But we're talking 98 for the high on Saturday. The heat index 105 to 107. Hottest part of the day is from about 3 to 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Same thing on Sunday, same thing on Monday, same temperatures. The record tomorrow is 99 from 1988, so we're going to be really close to a record. I'm going 98. Then the record on Sunday is 102 from 1930, and the record on Monday is 101 also from 1930. Temperatures in the 30s and the 50s were bears.
Huh. Wheels, I know we're not playing on AstroTurf anymore, Whitey Ball, but how bad does it get down on the field on a weekend like this?
So if you're out there on your like youth leagues, you know, because I mean, all of us play on turf at various points, whether it's at a big facility or a high school or college field, 115, the that'll be the temperature that the turf is itself. And then obviously, you know, radiating up. I mean, I've had the turf, the artificial turf, I've had it melt the bottoms off my shoes.
Wow.
Whoa.
Like where you know, you have like panels that are glued onto the bottom of your shoe, the panels just come off.
So you're obviously keeping a really close watch on the kids.
Absolutely. I mean, yes. And if you are, you know, like if you're out this weekend, I don't think it's just baseball, but, you know, baseball time of year, which is what I know, but probably some soccer going on and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Do not stop drinking water ever. Like you should be drinking for days in advance. In fact, this time of year, every day, nonstop, forget it. Tell your kids no energy drinks. 14-year-olds do not need energy drinks. 15-year-olds do not need energy drinks. 12-year-olds do not need them. They badly dehydrate you.
What about Mountain Dew Summer Freeze Edition?
Yeah. Like, again.
That's fine.
Is that fine? Is that a substitute for water?
That's actually better than water. Right now.
That's kind of what I've been thinking.
If you're hanging out indoors, do what you love. If you're going to be playing sports at 100 degrees, it should be full-on Gatorade, like with sugar, and it should be water nonstop, all day, every day.
Yeah, I've not heard.
Also, if you feel a little wheezy,
sit down.
You know, if you're out playing, pull yourself out of a game or sit down, ice, water, just maybe drench yourself with water. But the body gives you some subtle signs that things are not going well.
So the things that I do and that we do, like a lot of smart parents do, or that we'll do too, is you bring the biggest cooler that you have and fill it with ice, like real ice, and then that make one of them just for towels. And bring, you know, 5 or 6 smallish towels and soak them in there. When you need to, come to the bench, put them around your neck, put them over your head, wherever. There's all kinds of ways to battle the heat. And look, if you're playing, I would say, tomorrow and Sunday, if it's past 10, 11 a.m., it's going to be bad. Right. So you have to plan and make your kid drink water, Gatorade, juices, not soft drinks, not energy drinks. And don't eat stupid breakfasts. I get so many kids like, oh, I had a donut for breakfast. Great job, dude. No wonder you're puking over on the side. Be smart with how you're eating.
Wow. It's a lot of info.
It's, it's valuable info.
Hey, listen, I learned a lot of this the hard way in college because I was a Midwestern kid that went to Miami, and every day was like this all the time. And it was always 90-plus percent humidity and 90 to 95, 96 degrees. Feels like it was always 100. We had actual old-school, like, whitey ball AstroTurf, and it was 115 to 120 on that turf every day. So I learned the hard way by passing out twice when I was a freshman.
Brian saying, remember high school football practice in 90-plus degrees? We maybe got one water break for like 5 minutes. It's one of my core memories. Doubles practice in high school, 8 a.m., 3 p.m., and I lived 5 miles from the field and rode my bike, me and Brad Wells. Just the worst.
Yep, and amazing how stupid people were.
Yeah.
About how we did all that now, stuff. Like, water makes you soft. Like, no, it keeps you from dying.
To this day, I still don't understand the mechanisms, but they would give us salt pills. And so your mouth is already as dry as it's ever been, and then you put a big thing of salt in it. It was just like, are you just torturing us?
That's another thing people say. Like, I don't do this, but other people will tell you to, like, throw a little bit of table salt or something in your water in the morning.
Yeah, David's saying, Wheels, do you recommend the old school Gatorade powder, or do you like the pre-made
I don't think
stuff?
It matters. I as long as it's the fully, you know, full with sugar, because you need the sugar to get the electrolytes going where they need to. And then Matthew asked, what's a good breakfast? So, like, lots of fruit's a good breakfast, like, mixed in, but fruit and, like, not greasy protein. So, like, some eggs are okay if you have, like, turkey sitting around. You don't have to be, like, true breakfast food, but, like, anything with milk or anything that's heavy, biscuits, bad idea. Just a bad idea. You know, maybe turkey sausage and eggs and things like that. You don't want to be, you got to eat and you have to have energy, and then you got to bring stuff. But I always say bring grapes and apples and stuff like that, and bring some, like, you know, lunch meat or whatever in a cooler.
Learn from Uncle Dave. I had McDonald's breakfast on the way to a college track meet in the middle of the summer, and in the 100-yard dash, I pooped myself.
Oh,
yeah. That was quite.
Did it make
treat.
You go faster?
Made me go way slower.
Do you remember what your breakfast, like, what the McDonald's breakfast was?
Oh yeah.
What was it?
Two Egg McMuffins, hash browns, and a soda.
Yeah.
Yum.
Yeah, I saw those hash browns again.
Yeah. I was going to say, I don't think.
Speaking my language.
To be honest, I don't think the Egg McMuffin is that bad for this kind of thing. Right?
It was that day.
Yeah. I mean, like, well, two of them's a lot.
I McMuffined myself.
But the hash browns and the Coke probably did you in as much as anything.
Yeah. No, I had a great 40 time, a decent 60 time, and then I hit 70, and I'm like, oh, I should gear this down a little bit.
Yeah. The advice I give the kids that I coach when it's hot like this about eating is try to eat small amounts constantly as opposed to, like, a big breakfast.
Yeah.
You don't want to be totally weighted down. So protein bars, things along the way, like, bring all that stuff and just eat every couple of hours, but just eat enough to keep you fueled up.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, oh, I got all day. Let's have a huge breakfast with waffles and donuts and pancakes. Don't do that.
Yeah.
You'll feel sick.
Dave's wondering how the people at the track meet are telling that story. I don't think anyone knew.
Oh, you kept it
contained? I faked a hamstring because I had to put my hand to cover what I thought was happening.
So I'm like, even with a short shorts.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
It was the 80s.
Dave's like holding the shorts down.
Yeah, they were like 3 inches.
Yeah.
Which was about,
Were they white?
They were red.
Okay.
Thank goodness.
That helped.
But then it got in my head, which will surprise absolutely no one. But every race after that, I was just like, I don't know what I'd, so I wouldn't eat anything.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
One extreme to the other.
Yeah.
Look, I would rather be slow with no energy than McPoopin'. Yeah. Do a couple headlines, right?
Sure. The headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. So Vice President J.D. Vance was off to kind of a rocky start on Blue Sky. This is the social media platform that a lot of people have left Twitter for. He was suspended and also received backlash from Democrats who kind of view the platform as a liberal safe space. So they were wondering why he would join that platform. Vance's account was flagged as a possible imposter shortly after his first post. There were tons of hateful comments and criticisms from users. Blue Sky quickly restored Vance's account, with the platform stating they welcome the vice president to engage in discussions on the platform.
I know that he wouldn't change it, and probably neither, if anyone was offered the vice presidency, they would take it. But I feel like it was too early for him. Like, he needs a little more time to cook. You know, he's already a senator. He could have been a senator for 20 years. He's only 39 years old. I just feel like he got picked too raw.
I understand that.
He has the right friends.
He is quite young compared to the rest of them. Yes. So.
It's about that one thing that I appreciate about him is that finally somebody in a generation younger than my parents is in a position of some kind of power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, he's 40 years younger than some of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. A black bear is finally freed of a lid that was stuck on its neck for 2 years. It was a blue barrel lid. This happened in Michigan. State wildlife experts tried to locate the bear. He was first seen as a cub in 2023, and they would see him on trail cameras, but he was very elusive. Finally, a resident alerted the Michigan Department of Natural Resources after seeing the bear on his property. They were able to trap and sedate the bear and remove the plastic lid before releasing it back into the woods. The bear was actually in better condition than expected, even though there was some scarring and missing hair on his neck. But we're glad that he's free now. That's
that
great.
Exact same thing happened to one of my cousins from Southern Illinois.
Get to trap him, sedate him. The Stanley Cup was damaged as the Florida Panthers celebrated their second straight championship. Apparently, it was cracked and the bottom was dented. Is this common, though, Wheels? I would assume this happens pretty much every time they take it out.
I think so.
At least with Florida, it is.
Yeah, so they get a little wild with it. I'm sure it needs repairs after every party.
Shouldn't they just give them a fake one?
I mean,
let them go crazy with the
have a
one.
Double. Yeah. It's exactly the same, but it's just not the real one.
Yeah. One more story here. The Dodgers say they blocked federal agents from entering stadium grounds. Did you guys see this tweet?
Yeah, I said that wasn't them.
Yeah, they said ICE tried to get out here and we told them no. And then ICE was like, this never happened. And I'm going, okay, guys. Well,
why would the Dodgers make that up?
Yeah, that is. Why would they make it up out of the blue?
Yeah, I mean, what's more likely? The Dodgers said, let's invent a story, or it actually happened and now they're saying, oh, well, we want to avoid embarrassment.
The story that I've seen is that it was actually California Border Patrol, not ICE, but that it is effectively impossible to tell them apart because they show up in unmarked vehicles and they have balaclavas over their whole faces and big wraparound sunglasses and stuff, so you can't tell who they are, which is its own kind of shady, if you ask me, frankly.
Also, the Dodgers have been taking a lot of heat since all the protests.
Yeah, because they haven't said anything,
Right. They finally said something, I think, yesterday.
Yeah.
But, I just realized that I call balaclavas baklavas.
Leading up to saying it, I was like, God, I hope I'm saying the right one.
Yeah.
I'm going to look so stupid if I say a dessert.
I try to avoid it.
I like to wear dessert.
Smart. I say face covering. Thanks, Dave. Have a great weekend.
You too.
You know how we all grew up fearing quicksand?
Oh, yes.
An 80-year-old man was rescued from a quicksand bog on his property.
Whoa.
He slid down a 20-foot embankment into quicksand mud, which he didn't know was on his property, and he was up to his neck and trying to do all the Gilligan stuff, like, you know, throwing vines and trying to this and trying to that, and someone heard him screaming and came, and they had to pull him out with, like, horses or...
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I didn't know quicksand was real.
Yeah, it's evidently, like, it's really, really rare, and it's just basically the mixing of dirt, mud, and water. And it just, it doesn't, like, suck you down, like, sentiently.
Right, you're just
going
to sink.
But every time you move, you're never going up. You're only going down. So the best you can do is try to float in it.
I don't want that for me.
I don't want that for me either.
Do not, like.
No.
That and sinkholes. I'm like, how is this the thing I have to worry
about?
How's that
a thing?
I guess I have to worry about, like, falling into a sinkhole and dying.
There was a guy over at Gateway playing, 10 years ago, Wheels? Remember this one? And he just disappeared. boop, into a 20-foot sinkhole. His size. Just cover it up.
No thanks. Yeah.
With me in there. Put a manhole cover down. Make a marker where people are like, you're 150 yards out. This is where Dave Glover died.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.